Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration is coming up this weekend at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock, and we're here to talk and promote about it. Angela Larson, committee chair, is here. Stetson Clary is here as well to talk about one of the many fun events at Lone Rock 4th. Well, Angela, here we go again. Are all your ducks in a row here, so to speak?
We are getting there, yeah. We are just about ready to kick off our event next week, and super excited. Lots of planning goes into this type of event. We have some awesome committee members and volunteers and just the whole community pitching in and donating and helping out.
With a number of events, I'm guessing it does take an army to put this on, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, for sure. We have kind of a small 4th of July committee. If I could just name everybody, sure, That'd be great. We have Mary Litviak, Tammy Reno, Sandy Creasy, Riley Clary, and my husband Ryan Larson, and myself. And then we also have others helping us. Obviously, the Lone Rock Fire Department. We have Adam Reno and Don Weeder, Elizabeth, and several others that help out in the concession stands. And then the Buena Vista Lions Club and Baron Brooks, the Mahoney family. I know they just celebrated a big 30-year anniversary the other day. And then we have Stetson here from Top Dog Wrestling. And then we have River Valley Cross Country team that helps out with their 5K water run. We can talk more about that.
But sure. I'm wondering, with all that goes on, and I know that fireworks are not cheap, what do you do for fundraisers? How do you make the money to make it go in a small town like Lone Rock?
So we start out early in the year. Usually our first meeting of the year is in like February, and then we get together and talk about what we want to do, what we want to see for this year's event. We put a letter together to send out to all the area businesses, anyone that's donated in the past or anyone that we think would like to. So we, our committee members put that together and they mail those out, and then we get lots of donations by check coming in. There's also an opportunity for raffles that those businesses can contribute to as well. We have several donors. There's a lot that I could name off. But you can also go to our website and see the entire list. It's lonerock4thofjuly.org. Yeah, without our donors, like, we would not be able to pull this off. I know just the fireworks alone are close to $10,000, and then we also got some new, our fire department also got some new equipment to do that more safely, and it's the 250th anniversary, right? And so we really wanted it to be a spectacular show with a big bang. So we are doing it up this year.
That sounds
like it.
Please,
everybody come out and watch the fireworks show. Enjoy the day. We'll be kicking it off on Friday night and then all day Saturday. So.
Yeah, and I just suddenly felt old because I remember spending the bicentennial 1976 in Lone Rock watching the fireworks, and here we are 50 years later, and you're doing it again.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys do it right, that's for sure. Well, let's go through the weekend, Angela. Maybe we can kind of talk about some of the highlights. It begins on Friday.
Yes, yep, on Friday we will open up the concession stand, and our concessions is just the awesome, you know, America's favorites. We'll have burgers, brats, hot dogs, cotton candy, popcorn, or kettle corn, some candy, soda, beer, all the things that you can think of. So we will have that open from 5 o'clock until like 10:30, because then also at 5 we have a DJ coming, and our DJ from Doc's DJ, Alan Blood, he does a great show every year. He knows our audience well, and he just runs with it. And then at 8 o'clock on Friday, we are going to have a youth through old timers baseball game. So we've done this in the past, and it's always a good time. Get your youngsters out there. I mean, Phil, if you want to come down on Friday night, you are really? Certainly welcome. Yeah.
Do I have to be an alumnus of something or just old?
No. Just show up with a glove. I know last year it wasn't this game. I know there was just a random game on Saturday or on the 4th last year that it was I'm not saying that we're doing it this year, but last year it was you can bring whatever you want to hit the baseball with except for a bat. So like we had kids out there with tennis rackets and just all sorts of random things, and it was so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Improvise,
yes, yes.
So how does it work? Are the youngsters and the oldsters on the same team, or do they play against one another?
No, they're all mixed in and just, you know, kind of try to make it fair and even, and they'll split them up however it's decided. So
there'll be a lot of laughs, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That
oh,
too.
Yeah. Always a good time.
8 o'clock Friday night. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move into Saturday, and it begins with the marketplace. What can you tell us about that, Angela?
Yeah. Yep. So we have our marketplace vendors. They'll be setting up early in the morning, about 7 a.m. or until whenever they're there until 4. We have about 9 to 10 signed up currently, and a lot of those same vendors are ones that do the Lone Rock Farmers Market every Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's like the King's Honey, and I'm sorry, I don't have that list in front of me right now, but I know we have quite a few, and then the Not Just Coffee, and all sorts of, there's some a couple different bakery items, and all sorts of fun things to look at and to purchase. So
River Valley Cross Country Team will be sponsoring the 5K Water Walk Run again, and that always is a big hit too, isn't it?
Yes, yep. So at 8 o'clock, I know Steve Stetler kind of put this together, and all the registrations are going through him. It starts at 8 o'clock. We're starting at Fireman's Park, so they'll kind of take off from there. And it's a 5K, so there's a route throughout Lone Rock that's already known ahead of time. So the people that live along that route are encouraged to get out your water hoses, get out your water guns, and spray those runners as they are coming through. So I'm sure, you know, on a nice hot day and when they're out running, I'm sure that feels great.
Absolutely. They may go around the block and come back around and get wet again, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be a great time. And then your parade. I'm always impressed by your parade, not only the entrance, but you go down the parade route, and they're like 6 deep all the way down the block. It's just crazy how people turn out for the 4th. But it sounds like it's going to be as big or bigger than ever, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So if you want to be in the parade, registration, let's see, we have registration starting at 9:45 and it goes till 10:45, and then the parade will start at 11. So that registration desk is actually right in front of the Lone Rock Library. You just grab a piece of paper, kind of write down who you are, what you want, because we will have an announcer downtown announcing all the parade entries in order. So then you'll get a number, you go line up, and then you go through the parade. You can, if you want to throw candy out, we ask that the walkers you have somebody walking and throwing the candy, don't throw the candy from the vehicles. But otherwise, yeah, that's all encouraged, and have fun with it. And again, it's the America's 250th birthday, so do it upright.
Make it count. Yeah. Yes. And you're always renowned for your chicken barbecues, and not one, but two, right?
Yes, yes. You know, lots of people to feed in town, especially after that parade. There's a ton of people in town. So down at the fire station, the EMS will be having their chicken barbecue going on right after the parade. And then also down at the Fireman's Park, this year it's the Community Congregational Church of Lone Rock. They'll have their chicken barbecue down at Fireman's Park. And that's actually starting right around the same time as the parade. So after the parade, just head down to either one of those places. And I know it usually sells out pretty quick. So you'll have to plan ahead. And if you don't get the chicken barbecue, if they're all sold out, then come on down to the concession stand.
Yeah, plenty of good things at the concession stand, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's going on. So the celebration continues through the weekend, but it really gets underway after the parade, doesn't it?
Yes. Yep. So after the parade, that's when our concession stand will open, and then we'll also open up. We'll have bouncy houses and the big bouncy slide provided by thunder showers out of basketball. And so, yeah, that's always a good time. And then at 4 o'clock is when we have our awesome event of sand wrestling.
And sand wrestling, yes.
And I'm going to turn it over to Stetson and let him talk about that.
Stetson Clary is here. How you doing?
Good, good. How is it going, Phil?
Going well. So, you know, this was something I remember when you came in and you were initially talking about it here on the radio a year or so ago, and I'm thinking, how's it going to go? Well, it must have went well enough that you're going to do it again this year, right?
Yeah, so it went super well last year. We're having it over at Fireman's Park. It'll be in the sand volleyball courts. So it went really well last year. I think we had 41 participants last year and hoping to either double it or close to double it this year. We had a few old timers last year, but I'm really hoping to get some more old timers this year. We did make the time a little bit later this year, so maybe some liquid encouragement could get a few more signups. You can sign up right now. It's a Google Doc to just sign up. There's a link on the Facebook page, on the Top Dogs Wrestling Facebook page. Anywhere where you see a flyer, you can just scan the QR code. You can get a hold of me at 475-2484, and I can send you a link to that. Or if you're not that great with technology and you just want to call and leave a message and who you are and your honor system weight, then I can sign you up as well. So weigh-ins are our honor system. You'll just kind of sign up the weight that you approximately at. If you're not sure, there will be a scale like on site, or if you want to call your partner's bluff, then maybe we might have to step them on the scale. We'll have Phil out here wrestling the 106 weight class.
Yeah, I was going to say 150, you know, maybe. And if my partner says, or my opponent says, no way, then, you know, I got to step on the scale. Okay, we got it. How many weight classes are there generally, Stetson?
So it's just going to be like a round robin style tournament. Whatever the closest weights are, we'll group you up with them four people, and then it'll be round robin from there.
Okay. And again, 41 last year. I'm impressed by that. I'm guessing you're hoping that it grows even more this year, aren't you?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so one way that the scoring works is I mean, it's kind of short. So if you're worried about being out of shape, that's fine. It's the first to 5 points.
Oh.
So a high amplitude throw, that would be 5 points. So it could just be a step in there, throw your opponent, and you're all done. If you think you're a big thrower, that would be awesome. If you just get a simple takedown, like a feet to back takedown, that would be 3 points. And out of bounds contact is 1 point, or kind of like a body part touches the ground, or your body touches the ground, I guess, would also be 1 point. There isn't really that much ground wrestling. It's a lot of stand-up wrestling. I'm not trying to get somebody's face full of sand and have to wrestle with their face in the sand, but there will definitely be a lot of wrestling on your feet. Hopefully some high-flying action, some feet flying through the air, and some five-point throws. I know that there's a belt for the biggest throw. There's like a UFC championship belt, and that's put on, that's sponsored by EJ Wrestle. They got a little social media account going, and they're growing like crazy too. So there'll be a belt there for the big throw.
So lots of things to look forward to. Now, what about women? Can women be involved
as
well?
Yeah. So last year there was a girls bracket. I'm hoping this year I can get many more girls brackets. There was a few girls that toughened up and they went over into the boys bracket to make it work for them. But yeah, this year I'm hoping more and more girls sign up. I can make a girls only bracket.
And then in terms of how it goes through the day, then you have different rounds then? Do you make brackets and wall charts and everything?
So the champion will get a wall chart and a pineapple. Pineapple for a trophy. So it'll be a round robin tournament. We'll go through the first round, then we'll get to the second round and the third round. But it starts with the kids, the school age kids will be starting right at 4 o'clock. We'll get right through there round after round after round with them. And then as soon as that's concluded, then we'll get right into the old timers division.
So you gotta win by five.
First person two five.
So basically, two takedowns, right?
Yeah, it could be two takedowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be a quick way to end it. So no six-minute match.
No six-minute match. We're not trying to get there wrestling all day.
Scare somebody off. No. Who was the oldest person last year? Do you remember?
Last year, Donnie Elliott came out, and he showed us how it was done. I think he had this crazy singlet on with a lion on it.
Singlets are optional, though, right?
Singlets are optional.
They're not forbidden for some.
No, you can wear a singlet, but you must wear boys do have to wear tie shorts.
Okay,
be able to tie them up. And girls are sports bra and spandex.
Okay,
kind of anything else if you want to kind of throw a Hawaiian shirt on. I'm sure that would be able to do that. Just like some swim trunks, that would be great.
And spectators are obviously encouraged, right?
Definitely spectators come along. I know that there will be a concession stand out there. They'll be selling beverages. I know that the fireworks at dusk is kind of advertised on the flyer. There's so much stuff going on at the celebration that come out and watch a little bit of sand wrestling, check out the marketplace, check all of the stuff out.
If you get thrown, though, you probably want to take a shower or get a pressure washer afterwards.
The Lone Rock Fire Department's going to have their water sprayer out there, and you get all sanded up, then you go out there and get rinsed off, and you don't have to be all sandy all day.
Perfect.
The splash pad is right there, too.
Oh, the splash pad. I never thought about that. That's a good idea. Oh, so you can sign up in advance, but let's say somebody shows up that day and all of a sudden they're inspired. They can sign up that day, too.
Registration closes an hour before wrestling starts.
Okay. So then you could just do it that day, too, if you don't get it in advance.
Yep, sign up that day. There'll be, like I said, it's on the Facebook page. You can call me. The QR code is on many of the flyers. They're posted all around. They're in some restaurants, some bars, mostly around the Lone Rock area.
It's also linked over on the Lone Rock 4th of July Facebook page as well.
Wonderful. Well, good. Well, good luck with that, Stetson. It sounds like it's going to be a good time. We should be there doing play-by-play, so we'll think about that maybe on the 4th.
All right.
But I'm better suited probably for Tuningo than I am sand wrestling. What can you tell us about that, Angela?
Yeah, the Tuningo, that's a game that was developed by the DJ, Alan Blood. So he's bringing that back this year. It's like musical bingo. Lots of fun. And then we have some prizes for that. I believe those were donated by Quick Trip, some gift cards and things. And then, so always a good time. And then, hey, I was going to say, Phil, since you're going to come down and be in the parade, you might as well just do the sand wrestling.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be in Donnie Elliott's class, though, right? Or anybody else's, for that matter. I'll do the play-by-play. We'll work on that.
I just want to mention one more thing about the parade. I just wanted to mention Vicki Bedard. She's going to be our announcer this year. And then our grand marshal, we've selected as Bob Ewers. So we'll be celebrating him as well.
Very nice. Longtime supporter of the Lone Rock festivities. Yes. Sure. Anything else Saturday night? Obviously, it culminates with the fireworks display, which it sounds like it's going to be a spectacular show this year, Angela.
Yes, for sure. At 6 o'clock, we will have our raffle drawing. So we do have raffle tickets for sale now. They are $5 a piece, or you can get 5 tickets for $20. You can purchase those on site at the event, or we also do have them at, let's see, I got the list here. Barron Brooks in Spring Green has some, Lone Rock Mobile, The Woods, Royal Bank in Lone Rock, Spring Green, Larson Collision and Paint, and then also committee members have tickets for sale as well. So stop in at any of those places, talk to one of our committee members, and I know Phil and Hank, you know, I know you both purchased tickets for me last year, and you both won last year.
We both won. I couldn't believe that. That was awesome. So.
Yeah. So lots of prizes there. We have our top prize is $500, and then we have 4 $100 cash prizes and 4 $50 cash prizes. That's all being donated by the committee. And then also some other raffle prizes that we have, we'll just kind of go down right in order. Larson Collision and Paint, they donated raffles for five people to win $100. And then we also have American Player Theater tickets, Mount Olympus tickets, car wash pail donated by Philback, lots of gift cards and things, the shoebox, the Woods, I know Culver's will be donating as well. And then we also have some quilts, a walk, some gift baskets, and tickets to Mallard's games and Nightmares game. So definitely get. It only takes one to win.
Right.
So.
And lots of winners, it seems.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely your chances are good.
That's great. Well, we salute you both because a lot of these committees are a lot, the committee members are a lot older than you guys. So it's nice when some younger people like you both step up and get it done here. So.
Yes. I would encourage anybody to kind of step in and just do your part in the community. I mean, if it's, you know, if you have any spare time, I know I'm busy and running a lot. You know, I work full time. My kids are in every sport imaginable, wrestling, baseball, soccer, track, all the things. But my husband, Ryan, and I are also involved with the Buena Vista Lions Club, who will be working at the concession stand at the 4th of July. But also just kind of a plug for them, like, hey, they do a lot in the Buena Vista area community as well, and in Lone Rock and Gotham. Every other Sunday, they have a car and motorbike cruise down there at the Bicentennial Park in Gotham. They also have cornhole tournaments every Thursday throughout the summer. Yeah, they just do a lot in the community, you know, with the food pantry in Ithaca. And in August, they'll have a party at the park and all sorts of fun things just to raise funds for more playground equipment and things to just revive the park in Gotham. So,
yeah, they're doing a good job with it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else either of you would like to add here today about the celebration that I didn't ask you? I think we covered it pretty well.
I just want to, just thank everybody for stepping up and volunteering. Yeah, especially, I know I already mentioned our committee members and our fire department. They are a huge help, and just all of our donors. We couldn't do this without our donors and those area supporting businesses. So just thank you to everyone who has come out in the past and when you come out next week and just in the future. It's going to be awesome. So it's just nice to see everyone kind of get together and socialize. And then I also want to mention, so we raise all this money, and then you know, we raise money obviously to buy the fireworks and to do all the things, but then, hey, we need to stock the concessions and do all of that. So the sales from the concessions and money that we raise, that's whatever's left over after all of our expenses are paid, anything left over, we really just keep in the Lone Rock community and just to make it a better place. I know in the past we've improved the concession stand. Last year we contributed so that they could put in the new batting cages down in Lone Rock, which is an awesome improvement to the park. And then we put in a sign at the community center building. So it was just kind of a plain old building, and everyone, you know, if you were from out of town, you're like, where am I going? What is this? But hey, it's now marked. There's a sign. And then they've also contributed renting out that community center for different events, such as like the American Legion Auxiliaries Cabin Fever event and the Historical Society Festival Trees. And then I know the Buena Vista Lions Club did a benefit earlier this year for a family. And so the fourth committee donated just to rent that building so that those things can happen. But and then just with our farmers market, just getting that kind of started up. So none of that would be possible, again, without everybody, you know, come down, buy a burger, buy a beer, just come and have fun. That's
what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Celebrating America's 250th.
Yes.
And in Lone Rock. So good. Well, thanks to the both of you for coming in today. We appreciate that. Angela Larson joining us along with Stetson Clary, the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration at Fireman's Park coming up Friday and Saturday.